Howdy, friends. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. This is the 840th Homegrown program, and AM 840 in West Point, Nebraska has been part of the Homegrown family from near the very beginning. So it seems appropriate to share a story that has its roots in that part of the world. Let's buckle up and take a ride with the Ballad of Bugs Bunny. Near the east coast of Nebraska, in a town they call West Point, the Round Table in the 70s was a quiet little joint, where the local cattle feeders came to load up on caffeine. The world situation had the boys feeling pretty lean. Seems some Mideast desert dwellers that were really raising heck had gotten organized and formed a group they call OPEC. This was causing some distress on the cattle feeding scene because those camel jockeys had jacked up the price of gasoline. How would those feeders fuel the caddy, let alone a cattle truck, when the price of goat juice was headed to the north side of a buck? And just when the boys thought things couldn't get much worse, one of their own became proactive and it made the others curse. Bud went AWOL in his efforts to kick the fuel spending habit when he snuck down to Omaha and bought a Volkswagen diesel rabbit. As if it wasn't bad enough to be spending money outside of Cumming County, buying an undernourished foreign rig brought talk of bunny bounty. Carrots were left on his front seat. They called his garage the hutch. Mounted a rabbit ear antenna, which Bud didn't like too much. But the hazing that was dealt out from these men that smelled of silage seemed of very little solace when Bud was bragging about his mileage. He was a whiz at record keeping, and he'd let his comrades know how that fuel sipping jack had gotten him to Broken Bow, then turned around and brought him back with fuel in the tank, leaving his budget in the black and his money in the bank. Dark clouds were brewing over steaming coffee mugs as fuming farmer feeders spawned a plot against old Bugs. The devious plan developed by the Round Table rank and file was to help that wascal wabbit reach for the extra mile. For coffee at the cafe, one guy each day was late, and while Bud was in a bragging how his mileage was so great, his rabbit was being supplemented with fuel from the farm. They would add a couple gallon and could not see the harm in enhancing Bud's enthusiasm for his compact little mount. They even found someone to top his tank on the Ogallala route. So they were smiling with him as he proudly would expound miles per gallon over 200 on his cattle buying round. Bud had swallowed the hook. His friends gave the line a jerk. Each morning at the Round Table, one of them would go to work, no longer making deposits, but withdrawals from the rabbit's fuel tank. Bud's mood soon got blacker than the coffee that he drank. The despot of the feedlot had found a way to win with diesel fuel on their breath and face split in a grin. Bud soon feared take the rabbit for a run out in the sticks. He was going further on a gallon with his 1486. Bud no longer tipped the waitress, started passing up cattle deals, parked the rabbit in the shed, and rode an ATV with just three wheels. His pals tried to console him. "It's not so bad as all of that." The joke had gone too far when he registered as Democrat. This prompted a full confession. They invited Bud back to the fold. He admitted of his error and gladly came in from the cold. Friendships were renewed, but to avoid any future trap, Bud ordered his new Lincoln with a locking fuel cap. Thanks for riding along on Homegrown this morning. This program is brought to you by your local stations and sponsors, and by PowerPost Driver, the driving force in fencing. Hoping the Lord blesses you real good today, and that our happy trails cross again soon. I'm R.P. Smith.